It's time for high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM. Tonight's live hoops coverage is brought to you by
Northwest Community Schools, County National Bank, American Title Company, West End Farm to Table, Jackson Public Schools, Al Rowe Steel, Able Heating and Cooling, Seymour Ford Lincoln, the Jackson YMCA, Jackson Catholic Schools, Stephanie Basonic Mortimer, Remax Mid-Michigan, the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, OmniSource, the Kraft Agency, and Jamie Grace Meridian Wealth Management.
High school basketball. Basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online around the world at WKHM.com.
Well, Paul Gardner here at the pregame, Hanover Horton High School, the Comets, hosting tonight the Gators from Ypsilanti Arbor Prep. Independent league team, they play. You don't play in a league, they don't win a conference championship, they just go out and play a tough schedule. And they've been playing well so far this year, Paul. I mean, maybe the best Hanover Horton contest that we've seen so far this year.
Yeah, I think so. This is what Hanover's tried to upgrade their schedule to try to prepare themselves for the postseason. And this is one of those games that they got on the schedule just for that reason. And this is a good Arbor Prep team who's played some of the top teams in the state. And have held their own and actually beat a few of those teams and had some tough losses to, top level teams.
Yeah, we've been kind of discussing, we don't see Ipsy Arbor Prep often. I have never seen them, actually, so you don't really know what to expect. So you look at some of that competition that they've played, and the one that sticks out is they're just coming off a loss. But it's to Ann Arbor Huron, who Mick McCabe had as the number four team in Division One. I just looked today. So, and they lost to them by five, but with about 30 seconds to go, they were tied and in that right. game with a chance to beat them. So they played some tough competition.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, that's a 13-0 team in Ann Arbor Huron. They lost to, or they beat UAD Jesuit, another top flight team in the state of Michigan, Detroit area. And a couple other losses were to Toledo Rogers out of Ohio, and Romulus, who, we know they play pretty good ball there, too.
Yeah, what I was able to compile, the three in-state opponents that Ypsilanti Arbor Prep has lost to, their combined records are 35-6. So that's pretty good. And I want to give a shout-out to the MHSAA website designer, because it's so much easier to use than the Ohio one. I couldn't find a thing about that Toledo Rogers. So, but I saw they had two wins within the state of Michigan, so they're good.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, we know Hanover Horton's good also. There's no question about that. 11-1. And if we're talking about Mick McCabe's rankings from the Free Press or whatever other ranking you got, they're a top five team in their division, and most of the time they're one or two, maybe only behind Flint Beecher, and they've earned that position.
Yeah, that's not only their reputation that they've earned over the years, but the way they're playing this year, and again, some of the teams that they've played this year, they beat a good Marshall team. Their lone loss is to Grand Rapids Union, who's one of the top schools over in Grand Rapids this year. So, they're a solid team, and I think, like I said earlier, this is this is one of those games that's going to hopefully prepare them for March, and that's what it's all about for them now.
Yeah, they've won eight straight here at Hanover Horton. Just a 10-point win over Grass Lake is their closest game, if you discount that one loss. So, they've been winning by 20, 30 points regularly, comfortably. And one of the things you note about that is there's maybe an ability to get a little complacent when you're winning by that much. But I never see that seem to happen here with Hanover Horton. It always seems focused. And they go deep in their bench, I'd say seven, eight kids, well, eight probably, where they come on the floor and you don't even notice it's somebody else. The level of play stays that high, that deep into their bench.
Right. Talking to Coach Mortimer just a little while ago, he did mention they have 14 players on their roster. He anticipated, with a game like this tonight, he anticipated probably still playing nine.
Yeah.
And you don't lose a whole lot. Those guys all kind of look the same and do a lot of the same things, and you know that they're all going to play hard.
No question about it. Hanover Horton and Ypsilanti Arbor Prep tonight. The Comets and the Gators. Let's take a three-minute break here on the pregame. We'll come back and look at the starting lineups and get things set up for this game here on WKHM, and we are broadcasting online around the world at WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Paul Barner here on the pregame. Hanover Horton hosting Ypsilanti Arbor Prep tonight. Thanks to some of our sponsors, Jamie Grace, Meridian Wealth Management, supporting high school basketball on the radio. And Hanover Horton Schools, one of our sponsors. Thanks to John Denny and the crew for always assisting us up here in the booth with whatever we need, and always nice to get a greeting from the superintendent when we come out to one of these high schools in Hanover Horton. A lot of support in the stands tonight. We're almost at capacity here. You got the Pep Band. You probably can hear that over here on the radio broadcast. Let's go ahead and take a look at these starting lineups, Coach Barner, and we'll start with the home court Hanover Horton Comets. We're familiar with them. Senior guard, 5'10", Mitch Sauber.
Smooth Mitch Sauber.
The crafty.
Crafty.
Wiry Mitch Sauber. I did hear that he's a little, not tender maybe the word, banged up. He seems to be out there and comfortable, but he took a really hard spill a week ago on Monday. And so he's still feeling that a little bit, the ill effects, but I think the expectation is that if he gets a little loose, it's not going to be a factor.
Looks like he's got a little tape on the right wrist, the shooting hand.
Yep.
We'll see if that plays a factor here tonight.
Also have a 6'4", he's a guard. He runs the floor out at the guard position, and that's another senior, Jack Brocky. And he's a steady player for the Comets and nice length. Kind of, he's maybe the best three-point shooter on the team, but he doesn't force the shot, so a lot of what he does comes through the offense, and a lot of times he's a facilitator for other people, but he does have a nice game in the paint too, I think.
You know, I've seen games where he's scored 20 points and is, you know, the number one contributor on offense. I've seen games where he scored 2 points, and, you know, but even in those games he's getting defensive rebounds and pushing the break,
exactly,
and dishing it off and, you know, playing hard defense on the other team's best player. So, yeah, he contributes in a lot of ways.
You love to have him on the floor. And then we've got a trio, we'll call them all forwards, really. Bryce Sanders at 6'3", Rhett Laketta at 6'3", and then Luke Laketta, the tallest at 6'5". All three forwards, they all play everywhere on the floor. They can all shoot the three. They can all go down low. They rebound. They defend. There's no weakness in the lineup.
Yeah. You know, the word that is kind of buzzword out there in basketball is positionless basketball. You know, it's not like our days where there was two guards,
right,
two forwards in the center. These are five guys that basically, you know, can play any position. Even, you know, even Sauber, you know, you'll see him probably post up here tonight, and he's really,
yep,
good with that little turnaround jump shot. And the 6'5 guys, you know, handle the ball and play on the perimeter. There's no positions in this game.
You're correct. Meanwhile, for the Arbor Prep Gators, we'll start with the star, at least we've been told, and that's Maurice Anderson, a senior 6'1 guard. And he's a guy who leads him in scoring, and he's got major college programs kind of looking at him.
Yeah.
Mid-major,
MAC-type schools, I think, that are looking at Maurice. He's averages 14 points a game, super athletic, can play the game, averages 2 steals a game, 5 or 6 rebounds a game. Stats,
yeah,
sheet stuffer.
The guard play sounds like it's a big thing for the Gators. Let's look at the rest of the starting lineup, and we'll take a quick break here. Omari Bird is a 6'5 center, sophomore for the Gators. And then you've got Malcolm Clements, a junior guard at 6'1". Patrick Combo, another sophomore at 5'9". And then Jaden Williams, a senior forward, 6'2". So they got some nice height. They got some really good guard play. That was the story from everyone who I've heard who's seen them. So, pretty good matchups here. We'll look a little bit more at those Arbor Prep players when we come back. Let's take 2 minutes here in the pregame, and we'll come back with a tip on WKHM at WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Paul Barner here on the pregame. We'll get the starters introduced down on the floor. High school basketball action. Paul, we looking a little bit more at this Arbor Prep lineup, and We've got Omari Bird, who's a 6'5 sophomore. And I guess he's the chairman of the boards.
Yeah, he's you know, he's kind of long, lanky guy. Averages 6.6 rebounds per game. The other guy is Jaden Williams, 6'4 inside guy who averages almost 10 rebounds a game, 9.4 boards a game. And just looking through some of the games that they've played, and he's had double-figure rebounds in 8 of their 12 games so far this year, or 14 games, sorry.
Yeah, that which and you said they're averaging about 55 points a game. So that's not as many shots as you might see in one of those Hanover Horton games where they're getting about 69. So 10, 11 rebounds is a high number.
Right, right. And, you know, you figure something's going to give here tonight, either the defense that Arbor Prep, you know, they can win games only scoring 55 points a game. You know, if they give up, you figure if they give up 70 to Hanover tonight, they're probably not going to win.
But the games aren't played on paper. We play them out on the hardwood here, and I'm excited for this one. Hopefully we get a nice matchup tonight. Thanks to Coach Murray from Arbor Prep. Very polite to us. Got us the starters. Gave us some pronunciations that we still might mess up tonight, so we apologize ahead of time. If I get anyone's name wrong, I'm looking at you, Alex. Ogojafor? Ogojafor? Yeah, it's already pretty bad. They gave me the pronunciation once, but really this is going to be a fun one, and we'll get them into the mid-circle and ready to tip off here right now.
The gym's filled up here pretty good, and the band's cranking, and we're ready to tip this thing off.
You know, it's a good area game when you start seeing the coaching staffs from other area schools. I see the Western Panthers staff here in the building tonight and some former coaches in the bleachers as well. So I think we got the who's who here in the big gym tonight because they know where the good basketball is. If you didn't make it out, we appreciate you tuning it in here at WKHM. Tap goes up, and Brocky able to snatch that one away and tap it back to Mitch Stauber. Out jumped Amari Bird, and we're underway. Right wing for Rhett Laketa, and he dribbles to the top. Looking to go back door to Brocky. Back door cuts out there. Brocky jumps back out beyond the arc. Driving. Gets in the lane. Into the air. Double clutch. And he forced him to foul. And Brocky hanging in the air to get himself to the free throw line. We're 7:44 to go here. First, nothing, nothing. But Brocky's got a chance to add to the score here from the free throw stripe.
You know, Steve, that's a staple of Hanover Horton basketball to open the game. They run a set play. Arbor Prep did a nice job of taking that play away. But Brocky was able to drive past his defender and draw the foul.
And he gets the second free throw to go. Splits the pair, and it's 1-0 Comets here. Coming up the floor now is Patrick Combo with the basketball. Driving to the right wing. Back out in the near steal there by Brocky. Always in the passing lane, this Comet defense. Nice dribble move and step back. Three, rattles out. A lot of quickness there on the move by Malcolm Clements. Just couldn't get the shot to drop. Comets back up the floor quickly. Pump fake from Laketa gets the defender in the air. And on the drive, Rhett is blocked out of bounds. They really collapsed on him. There are three different defenders coming over to help on the drive.
Great help defense by Omari Bird, the long, lanky sophomore who swatted that to the bleachers.
Yeah. Sauber inbound from the baseline. Looking for the cutting Laketa. Nothing there. Brocky comes into the corner. Puts the ball on the deck. Pass off to the top where Rhett Laketa is out there. And we see Bird matching up against Rhett Laketa, so you'll be able to see Laketa stretch the floor there, kind of try to keep that big man out of the paint, because you have to respect Laketa's jumper. They work it around the perimeter, Sauber right wing, and he'll drive against Bird. Goes reverse layup, miss. Rebound in and out of the hands of Luke Laketa, and it's corralled by Williams instead, and he gets the run out, and here comes Combo into the elbow, picks up his dribble. He has to pass it out to Malcolm Clements, dribbling around the perimeter, gets a screen, right wing, now drives back, spins, knocked away. Loose ball picked up by the Gators, and they get it out to Combo.
That's, again, another one of the traditional Hanover Horton defensive moves where they strip the ball away from the ball dribbler.
Check goes up from Anderson, missed, and then a second chance there for Combo, both missed and rebounded by the Comets. We're still 1-0, 6:18 to go first quarter. Almost 2 minutes in here, and it's just one score. There's a deep two-point shot by Sanders, and that's missed other side and rebounded by the Gators. Right wing for Maurice Anderson. He'll drive into the elbow, pull-up jumper, and knocks that one down. Good-looking jump shot there. 2-1, Gator lead. Laketta into the corner for Rhett Laketta. Down to Luke on the baseline. He looks to drive, forces his way in. He has a shot blocked and rebounded by the Gators, and they're on the runout. Anderson again, spin move into the air. Hangs up in the air and finishes.
That's why the MAC schools are after him, I think.
That was a nice-looking move. 4-1, and the Comets trail. Near steal there by the Gators. Goes out of bounds, though. Comets will keep possession on the sideline. Mitch Saubert inbound. Goes to that high post spot for Rhett Laketta. He turns and faces, pump fakes. Now puts on the deck into the lane, spin move. Loses footing in the lane, and is tapped out into the backcourt. Rocky chases it down. Comets keep possession. 5:17 to go first quarter. There's a drive by Brocky. Gets in between two players. Gets into the air and off the glass, and it's good. 3-4. Comets trail by one. Jack Brocky's got them all to start. 5:05 to go first quarter.
Again, nice little hesitation move by Jack to get into the lane and finish.
Anderson gets it to the right wing for Clements to the top. And now to the left side, that is Combo, and he takes a dribble drive, fadeaway jumper on the baseline. Missed and rebounded by Sanders. Comets trying to run the break. Brocky down the middle to Sauber on the side. Near steal, Sauber. Crafty gets into the lane looking for that floater. Nope, he passes down low to Luke. Laketta got deep. Double team down there. And looking for some daylight. Really, anytime somebody gets down deep, you're getting two or three of those black Arbor Prep jerseys surrounding him.
Yeah, that was three players surrounded him, and he was able to keep his pivot foot, continue to pump fake, and finally got the foul called.
4:34 to go, and it's a 4-3 Gator lead. Comets looking to tie it up here at the free throw line, and Laketta hits his first. Quick substitution for the Gators, Darius Embry into the game. A 5'5 senior guard. Laketta's second free throw is also good. And Comets take a one-point lead, 5-4, with 4:34 left. They get it in the hands of Maurice Anderson to bring it up the floor. Playing off the ball so far.
Bryce Sanders gets the job of guarding him first.
See, that shot by Anderson misses everything. Laketta out ahead of everyone. Rhett gets the pass, but he loses it. And now the Gators come up with it. Had Anderson on the side, stepping on the sideline there, but no call. There's a near steal by Luke Laketta. Just quick hands by the Comets. And we get a traveling violation. I think that's going to go against Jade Williams.
Both teams playing really stifling man-to-man defense here right now. Both teams probing, just trying to find an open area. Not only good on-ball pressure, but a lot of help from their teammates.
Anderson goes to the bench here early for the Gators. Brocky working out at the top left wing for Rhett Laketta. Finds Sanders on a great cut down low. Ran off of a pick. Actually, I think he might have been the guy who set the pick and then squeaked down to the low block. Great eyes to find him down there, and there's a bunny for the Comets.
Great execution by the Comets, getting themselves an easy basket.
They lead 7-4, 3.5 to go here in the first quarter. The defense staying strong down here. Combo driving from the top. Gets pretty deep, partially blocked by Rhett Laketta. Then he taps it to Mitch Sauber. Nice defensive play. Luke Laketta on the runout for the Comets, working his way into the lane. Scoops under a guy. Nice soft floater. Got down low, didn't use the backboard, but he has such nice touch down there that he just floats it over the rim and through the net. 5-point lead now for the Comets, 9-4. Here's a drive right away, keeping the pressure on. And outside for an open 3-point look. And as Luke Laketta comes out to get a hand in the face, he makes it anyway. Evan Johnson on the floor now for the Gators, and it's 9-7 Comets. Sauber gets a squeaks into the free throw line area, missed the shot, and rebounded by the Gators. They're quickly up the floor. Combo leaves one to the left wing for Johnson, and he misses the, that's Embry. Misses the shot, and the rebound still on the floor. Finally picked up. Embry gets into the lane, now drops it out to the wing. And Williams tried to make a move against Sauber, knocked away, but the Gators keep possession. Nice swing around the perimeter, and there's a drive and an offensive foul. Malcolm Clements. And a lot of times you want to give the defensive player credit for getting set, but he was just trying to close off the baseline, and he came in there full bore to commit that charging violation.
Yeah, that was a little bit of frustration there on Clements, and that was not a 50-50 call.
No.
You know, a lot of the block charge, you know, could go either way, but that was pretty clear.
Had a steep. Connor Mortimer's into the game, and as the Arbor Prep Gators set up some trapping defense. And that was one of your keys to the game from Coach Mortimer, wasn't it, Paul?
Yes. Yeah. He know they're gonna turn up the pressure, and they can't turn it over. And there's one right there for the Comets.
Yep. Getting trapped in the corner and lost the handle, and it goes out of bounds. And the Comets turn it over, leading 9-7 with 2:03 to go, first quarter here at Hanover Horton High School. Ypsilanti Arbor Prep with the basketball. Patrick Combo dribbling up, calling for a screen from Bird at the top. Goes around it. They switch on it into the corner now. That's Johnson. Gets it back to Combo. Get a screen from Johnson. Working toward the top of the key behind the back dribble. And Embry in the corner. Combo gets it now back deep left wing to the top. And there's a three-point shot for Johnson. And he hit it. He's got a couple of them in the game now. And the Gators go back up by one, 10-9. Connor Mortimer driving to the top of the key. Surveying the floor. Finds Luke Lachetta. He got a little bit of space for a three, just enough to get it off, and he hits nothing but net.
Yeah, you can't say that was bad defense. That was Omari Bird who got out to contest, and Luke buried it.
Just a little bit of daylight to get over the outstretched hand, and he knocked it down. 12-10 Comets. Back and forth pace right here, and there's a pass attempt for cutting Embry. Too high for his outstretched fingers, and it goes out of bounds. Comets forced the turnover.
You can see this game's played pretty fast-paced, a lot of intensity on the defensive end, so both teams are really going to their bench here early in this one.
So far, the Comets, I'm going to jinx them probably, but they have not committed a foul. Three fouls for the Gators. Mortimer bringing the ball up the court, pressured the whole way by Combo. Dribbles to the right side. And now finds Luke Lachetta there at the right wing. Lachetta pressured out there by... That is Bird. Sanders now right wing. Trying to go to the high post for Lachetta. Goes off his foot. Mortimer's right there. He takes the two-point shot from the elbow. Missed it. Up high for the rebound was Williams. And the Gators coming up the right side with Combo against Lachetta. Spins into the lane. Scoops. Spin it off the glass. Couldn't get it to go. And on the rebound attempt, it taps off a couple of different Comet players and goes out of bounds.
Again, that's about five or six guys jumping for that offensive rebound. Tipped off about three different fingers before it finally went off a Comet.
Trent Finnegan into the game now for Hanover Horton. You got Anderson back onto the floor for the Gators. Passes it in deep, near steal by Finnegan. Now he'll stay on Combo.
See if they try to hold for the last shot here.
19 seconds. Combo's going to drive, gets in the lane, floats it up. High glass, missed it, but the rebound tap is there. And that is Jaden Williams, and he's been a nice rebounder here so far for the Gators, living up to the advertisement. Sauber on the drive, gets into the lane. A little too short on the finger roll, rebounded by Prep, and they fire one from half court, and it's no good. But 12-12 tie, 8 minutes into this one, living up to the hype. We're tied after one-minute break, and welcome back to the second quarter on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Paul Varner, and out of the end of quarter break, we got a three-point attempt quickly by Evan Johnson. He hit two in the first quarter, and he's 0-for-1 here in the second quarter, rebounded by the Comets and Luke Lachetta on the runout. And gets deep and gets a foul. And he'll go to the line for two free throws. Fourth team foul for the Gators. Still, the Comets have not committed a foul yet. Lachetta 3-for-3 from the line to start the game here.
We saw that last week where Columbia Central went the whole first half without a team foul against them. So it seems to be a trend in our radio games.
Lachetta's second free throw here. And he gets that one to go to Luke Lachetta with a 4-for-4 free throw record to start this one. 14-12, that pushes his team out to a two-point lead. Combo coming up the floor for the Gators. He drives behind the back. Nice move. Finish. No good. Rebounded by Sanders. Sanders brings it up the floor. Picked up there by Anderson right at the top of the key. Right wing for Brocky. He looks to drive. Gets into the free throw line area. Through traffic. Finds some space. Now sets up at the top. Finds Mitch Sauber. Still outside the arc here. Working it around the perimeter. Sauber. Nice behind the back dribble. Gets into the elbow. Passes out for Laketa. Had Luke Laketa on a cut, and it's kicked by the defender. So Comets will keep it. Good pressure all the way around on the defense here by the Gators.
Really impressed by both teams' defense.
And there's a nice cut by Rhett Laketa. He's called for a travel as he grabs the ball. I didn't see the same violation there, but
I didn't see it either. Up here in the gondola, the pole was in the way.
To the top of the key now and working to the left side for combo, and he gets it to Anderson right out near that center court circle. He drives against Sanders, gets into the air, and Sanders commits a foul. Anderson able to work his way down low and gets the shot up. He misses it, but he does go to the free throw line here. First foul against Hannibal Horton.
And Anderson's a good free throw shooter. He shoots about 75% for the year, and he gets there a lot. He's already had 88 free throw attempts and made 65 of those. You can see that the way he drives to the lane. He's going to get to the foul line.
First free throw is good.
Hey, he's a good-looking player, number three.
Yeah. And a lot of times you can see guys who will penetrate, but they seem a little out of control. Not the case for him. Everything he does seems to be intentional. And he gets both free throws in. We're tied at 14, 6:45 to go first half. Luke Laketa takes the inbound, dribbling up against Williams. And he hustles it up the floor to that wing. Hands off to Sanders here on the left wing. Sanders looking to dribble. Gets into the free throw area. Hands out to Rhett Laketa, who pump fakes from the top of the key. Surveying the floor. Picked up out there by Anderson. Luke gets a pump fake in the air. Gets his defender into the air. Double clutches at the rim and missed it. And Anderson will rebound. And he turns it up the floor quickly for the Gators. Good job getting back by the Comets. Anderson from the top left wing into the corner for Embry. And then we get it back out for Clements. He's going to get into the lane. Has his shot blocked. We're going to get a foul as he goes down to the floor hard. But he jumps back up and is ready to shoot these free throws.
We talked a little bit about the keys for Hanover to win this game. And that, not only the turnovers, but that was another one, was controlling the penetration by the Gators. And the last two times down, they've been able to penetrate the defense, get inside, and draw fouls.
I was going to say, here they are, two fouls in after we mentioned they made it through the first without any fouls. They've got two now, and it's easy to see how they could commit a lot more if those ball handlers are able to penetrate. Right. And Clements hits the first free throw.
We mentioned how good a free throw shooter Anderson is at 75%. Clements is an 85% free throw shooter.
And it gets them both. Two-point lead now for the visiting Gators. Inbound goes to Jack Brocky. 6:05 to go first half. Brocky looking to drive crossover. Gets in deep. Jump stop into the air, and the shot rattles off the rim, but it looks like Brocky's going to get a pair at the line. Worked his way down to that left block. Got his defender up in the air and was able to get it up there. Jack Brocky, you can see, really looking for those driving lanes today.
Yeah, the defense is so tight that the jump shots aren't really there. So you gotta be able to be willing to go to the hard places to score tonight.
First free throw is good for Brocky. Coach Murray here for the Gators. Pretty quick rotation here. He keeps fresh guys coming in. Brocky hits them both, and we're tied at 16. Anderson coming up the left side for the Gators. Now works his way to the middle, gets a screen from Williams. They switch on that, so it's Rhett Laketa on the Anderson. He'll drive against Laketa, gets past him, gets deep, gets a shot off the glass to go, and he's got a foul. So there's a chance at the three-point play here for Maurice Anderson. 5'6" guard here for Arbor Prep.
Now, Hanover generally switches every ball screen, and that switch put Ratliketa on Anderson, and that might not be a great matchup for the Comets here tonight. Now, I will say Anderson made a heck of a basket with a left-handed layup over Liketa, who was challenging that shot.
18-16 lead for the Gators. They can make it a three-point lead with a free throw here from Anderson. And he gets it. 19-16, 5:47 to go here in the half. Liketa will dribble off the floor. Anderson waiting for him at midcourt. Dribbles to the right side. There's Sauber. Had a moment. Takes a pump fake. Had a wide open look at it, but missed it. The long rebound caroms off to Liketa, and he hits the triple from the top, and we're tied again. A little slower pace here in the second quarter, but some hot shooting here through the last couple trips down the floor, both teams. Half-court offense here for the Gators. They've been just trying to get it to Anderson to let him go to work, and he drives again. This time he lets the finger roll, leaves it short. Up the floor on the fast break. Sanders running the floor with Brocky. Missed it. Brocky's putback, second try, no good. Brocky goes to the deck after his second offensive rebound and putback attempt misses. Sanders just got a little wrong-footed, I think, and he had to put one up a little deeper than he wanted to. Missed the layup. Brocky right there to clean the glass, and he got himself another trip to the free throw line.
Give Brocky credit for not giving up on the play and hustling down and getting that offensive rebound. Actually, two of them.
And he hits the free throw. Free throws are going to be vital. You just get the sense in this game. And both teams right now shooting very well to start.
The Comets 8-for-9 from the line here through two, quarter and a half almost.
Brocky gets the pair, 21-19. Comets out in front now by two with 5:06 to go. Clements coming up the floor for the Gators, gives it off to Combo. Dribbling right side, now he crosses back over to the left. Near steal by Brocky. Combo, nice job to spin away from the pressure. Gets it to Johnson, he fires the triple from the top. Missed it. Brocky swoops in for the rebound, running the break up the left side for Liketa, who stops at the arc. On that left wing, crosses over into the lane, finger roll to too strong, and it's rebounded by the Gators. Nice move. Couldn't finish it with that left hand. Left wing for the Gators. Combo will pull the lefty triple. That one comes off short. Rebounded Jaden Williams. Second chance. No, knocked away by Rhett Liketa. And he'll have to throw it out of bounds, falling down. Thought we had a steal there for the Comets. Rhett Liketa. Always active hands from all five guys on the floor here for Hanover Horton. We still have the starting lineup on the floor right now for the Comets.
And they'll deny this inbounds pass in, make it tough for the Gators, but they get it in.
Johnson gets it, hands off to Combo, who will then let Clement come around and get it. He'll stop full for three. No, off the heel. High rebound, drops right into Mitch Sauber's hands. Sauber looks up the floor before he starts to dribble it up. Now dribbles past the pressure into the paint area, into the air, and he floats one up. And that's one of the things Sauber does so well. Find some open space in the lane to elevate and shoot that jumper over defenders.
Yeah, that's Mitch Sauber's game right there. That's what I hear you and Brian talking about, and that's why, you know, he's so fun to watch.
He really is, and once you see him start to get loose, he shakes him and makes him, and he gets into the air for a two-pointer right there in the lane. 3:58 to go here. First half, 23-19, a four-point lead for the Comets. Have a shout-out a couple of our other sponsors. I mentioned Hanover Horton Schools a little earlier. Stephanie Bosonic Mortimer, Remax Mid-Michigan on the game with us, on with us all year long here for our high school basketball. And Jamie Grace, Meridian Wealth Management. We thank him for supporting high school sports on the radio. Lomar Machine and Tool, who always sign up when there's a Hanover Horton game. They're really supporting their community out here in Hanover Horton. A really nice group of people over at Lomar Machine and Tool. Out of the timeout, I think Coach Murray just wanted to kind of settle his guys down.
Yeah, he was not happy with the defensive transition defense there and giving up kind of an easy shot.
It's a pleasure to see a coach concerned about defense.
Absolutely. Well, these two coaches definitely are concerned about defense.
We've seen that over and over so far. Clements right side working against Brocky. Steps back for three. Short. Sauber rebounds again. He's got Brocky out ahead of everyone. Up the floor, Brocky, lefty finish. Got it to go. Jack Brocky You mentioned sometimes he can go out and score 20, and this might be one of those days. Brocky really catching, I don't want to say catching fire, but he's been a steady presence here for the Comets offense so far. Drive and blocked. Jalen Williams goes up and blocked by Luke Laketa. They run the floor. Sauber up the right side. Gets into that free throw line area. Dribbles through some traffic and gets it across court to Brocky. Sanders stepping back. Now he drives baseline. Reverse layup missed. And Williams got him on the arms. So Sanders and the Comets continue to put pressure on the defense by driving, and Sanders forces them to follow him on the reverse layup.
Well, the difference in this game right now, Steve, is both teams are playing great defense. Arbor Prep seems the last 2 or 3 minutes they've settled for step-back threes, very contested shots that are hard to make, especially against a good defensive team like Hanover. While Hanover's getting layups and getting now foul shots as well.
Yeah, if they're not scoring, if they're not making the bucket, they've been able to get to the line here on several successful trips. 25-19, they lead, and they're in the bonus now as Sanders hits. They get 26-19, a 7-point lead, largest of the game for the Comets with 3:03 to go first half. And there is Combo setting up the offense, calling a screen from Williams. They switch on the screen. He drives against Rhett Laketa. Working the footwork. Laketa blocks. I think that's something Rhett Laketa does very well, is not leave his feet. He's usually use that long wingspan to get those blocks.
Now, again, very disciplined, stays down, goes straight up. Doesn't pick up too many of those fouls. I've noticed that a couple of times.
2:49 to go in this one, first half anyway. 26-19 lead for the Comets. Anderson gets it working against Laketa. Drives against him, dishes out. Emery, open three, got it, knocked it down. And that's a better three-point look than what they've been getting, to drive and penetrate and dish out to an open shot.
Absolutely, the inside-out three, it's always a better look.
Emery knocks it down, it's a four-point game here. Rhett Laketa to Luke Laketa, cutting across the lane, gets in deep and elevates. And that's a nice finish by Luke Laketa, really went up high there, kept his hands up and over the defender and gets it to go.
Good strong cut from the weak side. You're not going to stop him inside there.
Nice drive and finish. Look at the way Combo keeps his body between himself and the taller Luke Laketa. Finishes at the rim, 28-24. Comets lead by four. That little back and forth right here. Rhett Laketa with a good look at a three. Goes offside rim, and the Gators will let that go out of bounds. He had a little daylight. Fired up the triple, about a step behind the arc, and it just comes off the right side of the rim.
With 2 minutes left here in the quarter, Luke Laketa's up to 14 points.
28-24 Comet lead. Combo setting up the half court for the Gators. Gets into the elbow, into the air, double clutch. Well defended by Laketa, rebounded by Mortimer. Behind the back in traffic, Connor Mortimer sets up left wing. And he'll try to get in, working his back to the basket as Anderson passes out to Rhett Laketa. Sauber coming across on a cut, gets in deep. A little footwork and a little spin off the glass. Mitch Sauber, smallest guy on the floor, somehow finds a way to finish in traffic. It's 30-24. Well, he might have about 2 inches, actually, on Embry down there.
Yeah,
as Anderson drives, gets into the air, double clutch and finishes with the left hand and draws the foul. Anderson, it's just... He's working magic down there when he gets down low, getting the bump and still being able to finish at the rim.
Yeah, I don't understand. If I'm coaching that team, I'm going to probably be upset when we're taking step-back threes when we got a guy that can get to the rim every time and either finish, get a foul, or find the teammate open.
Anderson at the free throw line and hits that. And now he's going to go to the bench. Mystifying.
Anderson's up to 12 points here in the half.
1:11 to go in the half. 30-27. The lead's just three now for the Comets. Brocky working against Clements at midcourt. Left wing now for Finnegan, and he looks to drive. Took an extra step on the takeoff. So turnover here by the Comets.
Mr. Anderson's back in the game for the offensive possession.
Just wanted to give him a quick save him. A possible foul, I guess. Anderson coming up against Brocky. He'll drive, gets in deep. fires one, and it ends up with an extra pass over to Johnson for an open three. Missed it and rebounded by the Comets. Sauber gets it out to Mortimer. Mortimer on the drive. Floats one from the elbow. Missed. Rebounded by Embry. So 40 seconds. Here come the Gators. It's Anderson. Top for Embry. Puts it on the deck. Loses the dribble, but Clements comes and gets it. He gets into the lane. And the foul, the call's going to go against Clements. And they blew the whistle before he got into the air. He did get hammered there at the end of the play, but they had called a travel.
I think they got him on an offensive charge.
Okay. Either one of those I think would have been acceptable. I couldn't see the official was right behind our friend the pillar up here in our gondola. But, yeah, he had gotten a little out of control into the lane, though he did pay the price when he got down there.
He did.
23 seconds. Brocky drives. Out to Mortimer, pump fake. He's going to drive. Gets one up into the off the glass. Missed. Long rebound, though. Tapped out to Brocky, and he'll corral it. And we'll get a foul against Clements. Steady play here continues for Jack Brocky. He'll go to the free throw line again.
That'll be the third on Malcolm Clement. That's a big foul. He's an important player for the Gators.
15 seconds to go in the half. And it's a one-and-one scenario here for Brocky at the line. And he gets the first one to go. Nothing but net. Second free throw pending here. Brocky's release is again. They push the lead out to five. Final 13 seconds. And they do what I would do. They get it in the hands of Maurice Anderson.
The Comets go a little 1-3-1 here at the end of the quarter.
Anderson drives, comes and gets it back. 2 seconds, fires up a long two and hits nothing but net into the air. And they wanted a foul as Anderson kind of went to the deck. I didn't see any contact, honestly. But at the half with a nice shot, it's a two-pointer. And they get 29-32. Comets ahead by just three here. They led by as many as seven. They trailed a little bit early, too. It's been a fun pace back and forth. You can really see nice plays by both teams. And I think, Paul, is the story of the game is really the defense. Both teams defend hard and really just a fun game to watch.
Yeah, as advertised, two top, maybe top 10, top 15 teams in Division III going at it here today. And they are definitely competing. The defense has been great, but there's still been, 32 and 29 points scored. So the offense is not bad either.
Yeah, it's just been a good mix of both. We've seen some good offense, good defense, and it's living up to expectations. We'll probably keep saying that as long as it goes back and forth the way it has so far. We're at the half here at Hanover Horton High School, where the Comets lead 32 to 29 over visiting Ypsilanti Arbor Prep. Let's take a three-minute break. We'll come back. We'll look at the first half numbers and set things up for the second half. Again, 32-29, Comets lead on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Paul Marner at the half. 32-29, the Comets lead, visiting Ypsilanti Arbor Prep, the Gators in the building tonight, but really closely played first half. I think the difference really, Paul, is that Hanover Horton got to the free throw line more and they made all those free throws. I think they missed one free throw the whole half.
12 for 14.
So yeah,
12 for 14 for the half, and they were able to get to the inside, get to the paint, get to the basket and draw those fouls. And that's a big key for this game.
Pretty good.
Arbor Prep 6 for 6 from the line, though.
Yeah.
So when they're patient and a little disciplined on offense, they can do the same exact things that Hanover's doing.
Yeah, Anderson living up to the advanced billing. We heard he was going to be their best player, and right now it looks like he is. He's a steady presence, able to penetrate, and when he gets down low, he's fantastic at finishing. Maurice Anderson, I think. What do we have him for in the first half?
Anderson finished with 14 points in the first half and 4 for 4 from the line, 2 and 1s. Showed the range there in the last play where he kind of hit that pull-up jump shot. He can shoot it, too, so you got to you got to get out and guard him, and then he's quick and shifty, and he can get past you as well. So he's going to be a tough guard here in the last 16 minutes.
No question about that. What about the Comets? Who were leading the way for them?
Well, it was the Luke and Jack show in the first half pretty much for the Comets. Luke Licata finished with 14 points in the half, and Jack Brocky chipped in with 11. He was 7 for 8 from the line, while Luke was 4 for 4. Also, just a quick mention on Mitch Sauber. Again, we mentioned him, probably the shortest player on the floor, except when maybe when Embry's in. But he finished with 7 rebounds in the first half.
Yeah, and if you don't follow Hanover Horton, you'd be surprised by that number when he's, you know, they got him listed at, they got Mitch Sauber, he's listed at 5'10".
Yeah.
That's probably an exaggeration. But he's a good rebounder. He gets himself in the right spot, and he pulls out those rebounds, so it's not shocking for anybody who's watched Hanover Horton with any regularity. Fantastic first half. Hanover Horton didn't really go that deep on their bench. I think we saw Trent Finnegan and Connor Mortimer, the only two substitutions
there
in the half. So Mortimer shortening up his bench a little bit. And part of that, I think, is because those starters were just playing really well.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, he'll probably need to maybe go one or two more deep just so you don't get worn down there in the fourth quarter. But, you know, this is definitely the kind of game they wanted. They wanted a game like this, and it's going to play out that way, I have a feeling.
We'll take another 2 minutes here on the halftime for some of our sponsors, West End Farm to Table, Lomar Machine and Tool, Stephanie Basonic Mortimer, Remax Mid-Michigan. How about Seymour Ford Lincoln? 2 minute break, and we're back with the second half here on WKHM and online around the world at WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Seymour Paul Marner, as the clock runs down on the halftime, ready for 8 minutes to go on the clock. 32-29, Comets lead here after 16 minutes, and we're looking for some more back and forth. We'll switch ends, and the Comets will shoot on the opposite end of us from here at the gondola, and we'll get a closer look at the prep offense down here in front of their visiting bench. Only real foul trouble we saw in the first half was Malcolm Clements from Arbor Prep, 6'1 junior starting guard, had 3 to end that, but he does come back out to start the second half here for the Gators. Comets will start with the basketball.
Let's look to see if they run a set play here out of the halftime.
Brocky set something up and it's stolen. He lost the pass there a little bit. Handle got away from him. Anderson right there to grab it, and Brocky will commit a foul.
Well, I promise you there was a set play coming.
You could see it getting started. Instead, the Comets go on the defense here. Combo. At midcourt, picked up there by Sauber. Gets around a screen. Sauber will stay with him. They'll look to go down to the big guy in the paint against Rhett Licata. Spin move knocked away. Hooks it around him and elbows. And that's going to be, they're going to call that against Rhett Licata. And I'm surprised.
Yeah, it looked like the old hook and hold there from Omari. But
not really casually either. It looked like an elbow and hold to me.
Yeah.
But they're calling that against Rhett Licata. Bird going to the free throw line, and he missed it. So they cut the lead to 1 after the make. Can't get the free throw to go. Brocky quickly up the floor and gets into the air and misses it. Rebounded again by the Gators into the corner, and Anderson, little jab step travel. Murray not happy about
He's telling him to give the ball up a little bit sooner. He thought he had the guy open in the corner earlier.
Left side, Rhett Licata, they drift off of him, and he leaves it short on the three-point shot. Luke gets the rebound, has it knocked away, and it goes out of bounds. Comets will keep it. Sauber on the baseline to inbound. Starting lineup on the floor for the Comets. Gets into Rhett Licata, and he spins. What a heady play. Looking to hand it off to Sauber, and the defense overplays defensively. Licata just gets a wide open lane, and finger rolls at 34-31 Comets.
That's again another play where Hanover's always been good at those special teams plays, out of bounds plays, things like that.
Clements to the top for Williams, gets it to Anderson, drives on the baseline, stepped on the end line. Just enough. Good pressure by the Comets defense to give him very little space to work down there.
I'd like to see Maurice Anderson look for his shot maybe just a little bit more here.
Sauber bring it up over midcourt. Out at the top for Laketa, right wing for Sauber. Gets a screen from Laketa, works around it, pulls up from the elbow. Jump shot is good. Sauber floats right into that open area and just elevates and shoots and knocks it down. 36-31, Comet lead.
Little miscommunication on the ball screen there. You either switch or hedge. You got to do one of the two.
Anderson drives around three different Comet defenders, and there's Sauber with a steal. Looking up the floor, Brocky out on the run. Sauber didn't have a clear lane to pass him. Instead, he'll fire one from the free throw line again. Missed it. And it's rebounded by Williams. And he has it stolen. Sanders gets it. Laketa left wing. That's Luke. Going cross court to Brocky, who's open for the three. And he hits it. And with that, it's a 39-31 8-point lead for the Comets. Biggest lead of the game. And that draws a timeout from the Gator bench. Let's take a 30-second break on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Out of the timeout of the Gator basketball, Anderson to inbound to Combo. Williams, Johnson, our other guard out there is, also Bird back onto the floor. Combo working against Sanders. Hands off to Anderson, dribbling into the paint area. Stolen by Sauber. One-on-one here on the break. Sauber takes it all the way in, and he gets it off the glass. Anderson blocked it, but it was after it hit the glass. That'll be a goaltending call. Sauber with the little poke-away steal in the run-out. 41-31 lead for the Comets now. They push it out to 10 with 5:24 to go in the third.
Coaches always talk about those first 3 minutes of the half, and the Comets have just started out 9-2.
Sanders doing his best here against Anderson. Anderson very quick, and Sanders had to grab him a little bit to keep in front of him, and so they'll call him for the blocking foul. 41-31.
Making him work very hard to get his points.
They pass in to Anderson, left corner. He dribbles out to the wing. Crossover behind the back now to Luke Laketa guarding him. Passes out. Combo looks to drive against Sauber. Gets into the free throw area. Pull-up jumper. Good help by Rhett Laketa. Comets on the run out. It's Luke Laketa. He fakes the pass to Rhett Laketa across the lane and finishes at the rim. 43-31, the Comets lead is 12 now, continuing to get stops on the defensive end.
That's 11-2 to start the half.
Combo pressured out there by Sauber. Looks it back into the elbow area, passes off to Williams. Jalen will drive. Leans into Rhett Laketa, stolen by Sauber. Sauber up the floor left wing, and he crosses over into the lane, into the air. Floats, gets the shot to go, and he gets bumped on the wrist. Mitch Sauber making plays at both ends of the floor for Hanover Horton, and it's 43-31 Comets.
Sauber has really picked up his game since about the midway part of the second quarter, and he's really been strong here in the first 3.5 minutes of this third quarter. I think that's three steals, maybe four.
It's just Paskey in 7 points. Barely hits the net. 44-31. Make that 46-31. They give Mitch all three at the same time there.
It must have.
And now a tie up. They're going to call a foul, but we had four Comet defenders right around Combo.
We're going to get Sanders on the foul on the reach.
Third foul against Sanders. Trent Finnegan gets off the bench. Hanover Horton. Finnegan's going to matchup against Embry, it looks like. Inbounds goes to Clements. And he drives. Good job by staying in front of Clements there by Rhett Laketa. And we'll call it out. Clements went to the floor to save it. I thought he saved it. We'll call it out of bounds. Comet ball.
Now Ipsy Arbor Prep will try to turn up the pressure a little bit.
A lot of contact there at midcourt. They do get the steal. Rhett Laketa went into the air to throw it and got caught. Clements hit him. Clements on the drive there. Got a step on Rhett Laketa. Gets all the way to the rim. So there's a bucket for the Gators. But Comet's back up the floor quickly. Luke Laketa steps back. Pump fakes. Called for a travel.
It was just kind of an odd-looking play where he had to reach for the ball. And, you know what, maybe he drug that pivot foot just a little bit.
He's trying to keep his footing outside of the three-point arc. Yeah. Clearly that's where he wanted to start. 46-33, under 4 minutes now here in the third quarter. Prep still sticking around. Anderson looking to make a move, passes into the corner, and it goes off the hands of Johnson. And I'm with you in that. I think I'd like to see Maurice Anderson maybe try to penetrate a little bit.
I think his team needs him right now. To probably look to score the basketball a little bit more.
They start again full court pressure. They're going to let Sauber dribble against it. He splits the defense into the front court. Laketa pump fakes from the three in the corner. Now skip pass across to Finnegan. He'll take the 3-pointer and he knocks it down. Ball movement by the Comets, getting them open looks, and 49-33 they lead. Clements pump fakes a three, now gets it down to Anderson, working against Sauber, spinning into the air, pass out to Clements. There's a three-point look for Clements, no good, rebounded Finnegan, and they'll try to trap him in the corner. He splits the defense there, gets it out to Luke Laketa, and now we got numbers on the break for the Comets, drops it off for Brocky, reverse layup, no good. We get a whistle for a foul, and I'm not sure where the contact came. That shot hung on the rim what seemed like forever. Is it going to be a shooting foul for Brocky?
I think he's going to call it a block. I think he's going to give him two shots.
It was a late call.
Yeah, the whistle came in late. I think he was waiting to see if it was going to go in. Brocky went in, had to do kind of an up-and-under reverse layup, a la Michael Jordan on that one. And it couldn't quite go down, but he does hit again from the free throw line. With 3:06 to go here, third quarter, the Comets now lead 50-33. This third quarter has been huge to separate these two teams in the score column. And Brocky hits again.
It's 19-4 to start this third quarter run on for the Comets.
There's a drive from Anderson. Gets into the air and partially blocked. Rhett Laketa helped defense. Brocky with the run out. Numbers again for the Comets. Finnegan in the corner. Passes out of there. Brocky will drive against Clements. Gets down low. Reverse pivot. And there's Sauber all alone for a three-point shot. No! Rebound tapped. And that goes out of bounds. It's going to be last touch on the Gators. I thought maybe it looked like Rhett Laketa maybe knocked that out. Bird back onto the floor for the Gators. Sauber named out from the baseline into the corner for Finnegan. Well, left wing. Brocky from the top driving on Anderson. Scoops it to Luke Laketa. He'll shoot for three. And he hits it again! Laketa's three-point shot has been working all game long. 54-33. They push the lead to 21. We've got 2:26 to go in the third quarter. Embry at the top of the key. Hands to Clements. Clements looks to drive. Spins in the lane. Loses his footing. We might get a foul. They call the travel first. Clements does a good job of getting off to that first step, but he always feels a little out of control when he starts getting into the paint.
And there's always a lot of help there, and he's running into help. And, you know, if you can't jump stop and play off of 2 feet, that's generally what happens. You get out of control, and you either turn it over or charge, especially against the Hanover Horton defense.
Timeout from the Gator bench. Let's take a 30-second break. 54-33, the Comets lead on WKHM and WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Let's see more of Paul Varner. Paul, you said the Comets started out the third quarter here on a
Yeah, this was a three-point game 6 minutes ago. But that's what Hanover Horton can do to you.
They got the basketball out of the timeout. Sauber coming up the floor, and another one of those behind-the-back dribbles in traffic, and we'll get a reach-in against the Gators.
In all, you know, we've mentioned this before, but all of Hanover Horton's players can handle the ball so well, so now Ipsy's going to try to, you know, extend their pressure, and that's probably just going to lead to layups for the Comets on the other end.
Connor Mortimer checks into the game for Hanover Horton. Sauber, you called it.
There it is.
Sauber back to the basket against Emery. He elevates on the fade, misses it, and the rebound for the Gators, and the drive by Anderson. And we'll get a rebound for the Comets. I think we get a foul against the Gators. I thought Anderson had a legit gripe. Got bumped on the way up. Had his shot blocked cleanly, but there was contact before that.
Yeah, the coaching staff is saying, what is going on here?
2:01 to go in the third. 54-33 our score.
I've been on that. I've been on that side of it as well.
Maketa, patience gets Mortimer on the cut, and now we got numbers for the Comets. Mortimer into the corner. Finnegan pump fakes the triple, drives, floats one in the lane, missed. Tap. Luke Maketa, offensive putback. Elevates and taps it off the glass, and it's 56-33 Comet lead. Maurice Anderson working against Connor Mortimer. Goes to Clements, jab step, pass back out. Williams swings it around to Embry, who fires for three, and he hits it. Darius Embry, 5'5", senior guard, gets the shot to go. Comets break the pressure easily, get it down to Finnegan, and he hits the bunny.
And there's the easy press break for a layup.
There's a spin move on the drive by Clements. Tough shot as he got a little space, and here come the help defense. Rhett Laketa with that big hand right up in his grill and couldn't get the shot to fall. And we're going to kick ball against the Gators as Anderson goes up into the air, goes off his foot. Minute four to go, third quarter. Comets, 22-point lead, 58-36.
Yeah, Hanover does such a great job of just kind of going straight up, especially Luke Laketa or Rhett Laketa. Hand straight up, you know, and contests everything and doesn't get that foul called on him.
Trent Finnegan going down to Laketa, working the baseline. Luke passes out of there. Rocky's open for three in the corner. No, he gets it again. That one spun down, but it counts for 3 points just the same. 61-36 now for the Comets in this impressive third quarter burst. Clements drives, gets into the paint, bumped again. No call. Steals the rebound away from Luke Laketa, and this time we'll get a foul against. No, they'll call him for travel. seconds to go. There's a steal on the inbound, and Embry drive tried to drop it to Clements, and it goes off his hand and out of bounds. No, they'll keep it for the Gators. Looks like the defender got the last touch.
I think maybe you need to get your officiating license from the MHSAA and get down there and make some of these calls.
I don't know if I'm right or wrong. I always feel like I'm farther away. They were probably right. Finnegan gets the rebound, brings it up the floor. Mortimer has an open look at it, doesn't shoot it. Skips it over to Brocky. Top of the key for Brocky, feeding the high post for Luke Laketa back to the basket. Spins up against Clements, gets it to go, and draws the foul. 7.8 seconds to go, 61-36. Do they credit him that basket yet?
I think they counted it.
Now the points go up 63-36. Laketa at the stripe.
Malcolm Clements commits his fourth foul.
Laketa hits.
I don't have all the stats, but I don't remember Luke Laketa missing too many shots, if any.
Yeah. I think he's shorter. He little T-Rex armed a finger roll down here on a break play. That's about all I can think of. Johnson has it. He'll fire a contested three at the buzzer. He hit his first two when he came to the game in the first half, has not made one since. at the buzzer in the end of three. It's 64-36 Comets. Let's take a one-minute break at WKHM at WKHM.com.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Underway here in the fourth quarter, Anderson for the Gators gets into the paint, passes out Clements, open look for three, no. Finnegan goes up high to get the rebound. Looking up the floor, left side for Laketta, sets up at the left wing, now down into the corner for Brocky. He'll dribble out of there. Top of the key for Sauber. Mitch dribbles to the left wing, picks up his dribble. Skips it across court to Retliketta, pump fakes and drives, righty finish at the basket.
Offensive foul.
And they'll call the offensive foul. And Anderson was set up there for a while, waiting for that one to come his way.
That was good anticipation. He read the play perfectly. He was able to step in and draw the charge.
64-36 after a 32-point third quarter for Hanover Horton.
That was about as impressive as a quarter of basketball that I've seen in a long, long time.
Anderson working against Brocky. Pass into the corner. They'll go back to Anderson. He drives from there into the elbow area. Double team passes out to Embry. 5-5 Embry working against 6-4 Finnegan. Passes away from there. But Anderson working at the top of the key. Steps inside the arc. Pulls up the jumper off the heel. Comes out and Anderson will get the rebound. Call for a screen. Comes from Bird. As Rhett Laketta comes out and does the show, as they say, on the screen and roll play. Into the corner, and we had to get a timeout from the bench there. Trapped in the corner of the basketball was Zion Marshall. He's in the game now, and they call a timeout to avoid the turnover. Keep it here on the broadcast, 64-36. We're next in action with basketball, actually, on Wednesday. Another trip out to the Victor Cuis Fieldhouse at Jackson College as the Jets host Muskegon Community College. On Wednesday, it's their pink out night, so breast cancer awareness night.
Nice.
So wear your pink and come out and see us, or tune in on the radio here. We'll actually be on ESPN 101.9 FM on Wednesday night.
How's Muskegon's teams this year?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah, they're good. It's gonna be a fun game. Our next high school game coming up on Friday, this Hanover Horton team heads out to Grass Lake for their top challenger right now in the Cascades Conference. And again, we'll get that going at about, I think those Friday games usually get going about 7:30. But that'll be here on WKHM on Friday night. And I believe Brian Haynes making the trip out there with me. Back into action here. Embry to inbound from the baseline. Gets it into Williams, who gives to, that is Combo. Working his way into the elbow area. Picked up there by Rhett Laketta. Passes out to Marshall. Back to Combo at the top, working against Laketta. Steps back, two-point shot, no good. Rebounded by Mitch Sauber. He's got to be getting up to double digits in the rebounding column. Drive from Brocky, gets deep, puts it up off the glass, and scores it. Jack Brocky with another nice drive, and the lead is now 30 for the Comets.
I did not see this coming, Steve.
Embry with a three-point shot, airball. Brocky gets it. Sanders on the run out. Takes it all the way in, finger rolls, and takes a bump. Did he miss the shot?
He missed the shot.
But he's undercut a little bit there by Marshall on the way in, so Sanders will get a couple free throws.
He was going to try to take the charge, but could not get himself set.
Sanders kind of tried, slid past him to the side. I think Sanders was still upset he didn't make the layup anyway.
Yep.
And Bryce Sanders' free throw goes about a quarter of the way down and rolls out.
He's got the sky blue kicks on tonight. We've seen a lot of that this year, the bright colored tennis shoes.
I think my favorite, though, are the old school Mitch Sauber Converse down here.
Yeah.
Bob Lanier would have found himself comfortable in a pair of those.
Yeah, those are sweet.
And Bryce Sanders will go out. Carson Sanders will come into the game. The lead's 31 for the Comets with 6:04 to play. They get it into Anderson. Brocky's going to pick him up at midcourt. Backpedaling. Anderson kind of getting a screen at the top. working around it now. There gets a little space for the three. And leaned in, thought he maybe was going to get a whistle. No call, and he missed the bucket, rebounded by Hanover Horton. Sauber at midcourt.
And that was Sauber's 10th rebound of the game, that one right there, Steve.
Unofficially?
Unofficially.
Carson Sanders on the drive through the lane, loses it, but taps it to Brocky. Brocky, left wing for Laketta. Rat looking down for Sanders. Goes across the top into the corner for Brocky. Brocky gives it into the corner for Sanders. Sanders looking to drive against Marshall. He's got him by about an inch, maybe two. Missed the shot and rebounded by Jenkins. Excuse me, is that
Jaden Williams.
Williams. There's a Anderson two-point bucket. Missed it. Another rebound by the Comets. And had a pass down to Brocky. Lost the handle for a moment. Rhett Laketta for three. Short. Gets his own rebound. Drives into the paint. Passes out for Sauber. He jab steps into the paint. Spin move. Drops it to a cutting Rhett Laketta. And a pretty assist. Sauber to Laketta. 69-36 now. Comet lead.
The will of the Gators has kind of been deflated a little bit here.
Anderson drives, puts one up off the glass.
That's his first 2 points in the second half.
Sauber coming up the floor, crossover into the lane, into the air, and finishes at the bucket. Jenkins was going to, or I thought Williams was going to come over and make that a little tougher. But he didn't. He did not make it over there.
There again, showing the craftiness of the point guard.
There's a drive by Anderson and a lefty finish soft off the glass. Nice drive and layup there. 3:58 left in this one. It's 71-39 Comets. Let's take a 30-second timeout on the broadcast. We'll come back to wrap things up here at Hanover-Horton High School on WKHM.
At Seymour Ford Lincoln, they offer a transparent car buying experience. They have a fantastic inventory of new, used, and certified pre-owned vehicles, giving you the opportunity to explore your options and find a car or truck that you love. Seymour Ford Lincoln believes it is important to be fair and honest in every aspect of their business. Whether you're buying a new Ford car or visiting their service center, Seymour Ford Lincoln will ensure that you never leave unsatisfied with your experience. Seymour Ford Lincoln, online at SeymourFord.net.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Paul Marner, Connor Mortimer into the game from the Comets. We've got Brogan Brocky on the floor now. There's a cut and a finish at the... Oh, he missed it. A little too strong on the layup. Damon Preston also in for the Comets. Evan Keeter on the floor. There's a move and a missed shot by Clements.
Luke Laketta is the only starter still in the game for the Comets.
Connor Mortimer bring the ball up the floor. Randall Morton, 3.5 to go. They lead 71-40. Keeter pressured out by midcourt by Williams. Hand off to Luke Laketta. Drives into the lane. Drops it off for... Preston.
Preston.
Laketta back to the basket. Luke working his way in. Passes out. Keeter with an open look for three. Short. And that's rebounded from Combo. And he's going to run it up the floor here for the Gators. Into the lane. Spins out to Johnson. Johnson passes back to Combo. And now Jenkins... Jenkins is Clements.
Clements hits the three.
I've tried to say Jenkins like three times. There's not even a Jenkins on the roster. Yikes. Drive at the other end from Preston, and defense forces him out, and he'll go out of bounds. It's an out-of-bounds call. 71-43.
We're getting some subs from both teams onto the court now. Hanover's going to call a 30-second timeout. Coach Mortimer is going to say, hey, we're still playing Hanover Horton basketball here.
Nice little round of applause there from the crowd as Luke Laketta goes to the bench. 2:45 to go, 71-43, our score here. Thanks to our sponsors again on the game tonight, especially here for Hanover Horton, Lomar Machine and Tool, Jamie Grace, Meridian Wealth Management, OmniSource, the craft agency. I mentioned Seymour Ford Lincoln and Stephanie Bosonic Mortimer, Remax Mid Michigan.
We've got 2:45 left here in this one, and Hanover Horton with a 71-43 lead. See how the subs can finish this one out.
There's a drive and a turnover by the Gators, and here comes Mortimer up the floor. Nice pass ahead to a streaking Logan Brocky. And he'll score it at the rim. Then a turnover again. Carson Sanders scores it. Comets sneaky on the inbound. Steal that one to 75-43. Combo bringing it up for the Gators. Crossover at the top into the elbow area. Spins again. A little too deep. And the ball loose on the floor right under the basket. And we'll get a jump ball. Probably a jump ball to avoid a traveling violation on the floor.
Yep. Lots of hands still, even the Hanover Horton subs in there playing defense, just like the starters did.
Kemar Spears on the floor now for the Gators. There's a nice ball movement down there to get to what looked like it was going to be an open Evan Keeter on the baseline. Good help defense still here by the Gators. Keeter misses the shot, but he got bumped on the arm, and he'll go to the free throw line.
Perfect execution against the 2-3 zone that the Gators were in there. High post, low post.
Keeter hits.
Keeter on the scoreboard.
Evan Keeter, 6'4", junior. Second free throw is good as well.
He'll be a big part of this team next year.
Yeah, as soon as Chad Mortimer just has a couple kids waiting in the wings to step into those big roles. There's a drive for the Gators, and Mortimer looked like he had a steal, but I think we'll get a bump from elsewhere on the floor. I think it's going to be Carson Sanders. Or no, Brogan Brocky, excuse me.
Number two, Zion Marshall will go to the foul line. Not to question the referees again. Looked like he was passing that ball out to the perimeter, but they'll give him the two shots. The knuckleball goes down. And he'll get the second.
And so he gets one. Missed it. Rebounded by the Gators. There's an open three. Got it. Three-point shot for Combo. Sanders bringing it up the floor. Gets it to Mortimer, who kind of reset near that center circle right wing for Brocky. Swings it around, and it ends up in Carson Sanders' hands for an open shot. Missed it, rebound up. Tapped a couple times, tapped out long, and Sanders will chase it down. Yes. There's a pass down to Preston. Passes out, Mortimer was open. Sanders will take the three. Short. And this time, Combo chases down the rebound for the Gators. And he'll come up the left side. 102 to go, 77-47. Comet lead. There's a drive and into the air and blocked by Preston, but recovered by the Gators. And there's a bucket for Kamar Spears, 6'2 junior. We'll get a couple more substitutions from the Comet bench.
Looks like we got Garrett Gumper, Matt Johnson, and Kyler Rod entering the game for the Comets.
50.5 left on this game clock. Comets will ice it away here. And Garrett Gumper will dribble up the floor for Hanover Horton. Left wing. Goes to Johnson. Swing it around. That's Rod. Gumper. Johnson. Left wing. Top for Gumper. Left wing for Johnson. He'll fire triple. Rattled down. Comes out. Keeter. Nice offensive rebound. Blocked on the putback. And then Brocky trying to grab it and went up nearly to the
rafters
here, the big beams. There's a combo triple off the heel. Rebound continues to tap loose, and finally Rod gets it, fires it up to Gumper for the all-around layup. Garrett Gumper.
That gets the student section fired up.
And that's your final buzzer off the heel. No good. 79-49 our final. Ypsilanti Arbor Prep. The Comets use an explosive third quarter to send the Gators home with a loss tonight and to keep their record with only that one blemish. 12-1 now Hanover Horton. Looking forward to a matchup on Friday with the Grass Lake Warriors. Let's take 2 minutes on the post game. We'll come back and get these numbers added up and tell you who scored what. And the Hanover Horton Comets once again victorious here at home against Ypsilanti Arbor Prep. 79-49 the final on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.